Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
1 John 1 and 8. It says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. See, if we don't admit to the problem, we're just deceiving ourselves. The rest of that verse says, and the truth is not in us. See, so many people are living in denial that this is not their situation. Oh, no, that's not me. Oh, no. People come to you and tell you, hey, yeah, that is really you. No, that's not me. Well, yes, it is you. Look in the mirror. It's you. But the only way you can change is first to admit it, or else you can't quit it. Number two, the second step is that you must come to God through Jesus Christ. So first you say, it's my problem. I do have a problem. Secondly, you come to God through Jesus Christ, his son. In Matthew 11 and 28, we find Jesus saying, come to me, all you that are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. This scripture is primarily talking about the emotional things that we go through in life, the soulish part of us, and our desires and our cravings and in our relationships, that part of us that needs to be healed from things that have happened in our past. Come to me, all you that are weary and burdened. You're tired of living like this. See, that's a key. You have to be tired of it. You have to say, I need to change. And then he says, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. You will then find rest for your souls. Take my yoke upon you. In other words, come just as you are, but be willing to do whatever he says. You have got to do whatever he says. You have to be willing to submit to the will of God and the word of God in your life. Number three, the third step. I only have seven steps. They have 12. I've got seven. I just go right to God, see. The third step is confession. Confession. Now, this is very powerful, people, because until you learn to do this, until you begin to do this with the right people, you can never be healed. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor? Because if we don't follow the word of God, then it's not going to happen for us. One of the strengths of the men's ministry that we have, folks, is confession. In fact, our ministry is built upon this model right here. Not the 12 step, the 7 step. Men's prayer meeting. Would to the Lord that we all follow this model to be healed in every area of our lives. I'm telling you, it works because it's the word of God. James 5 and 16 says, confess your faults to yourself in the closet. No, it doesn't. It says, confess your fault one to another. Now, if you knew the 12 steps, you would be amazed because I am actually saying exactly what the 12 steps say. Whether it's Alcoholics Anonymous or whether it's sexual addictions, whether it's any kind of addiction, what I'm giving you right now is what it says. It says to admit to God, admit to ourselves, and to admit to people that we can trust what we've done wrong. This is exactly what the Bible says. That's what they say. I just gave it to you word for word. That's why it works. Confess your faults to one another. Pray for one another that you might be healed. We must confess our desires. And we must confess our desire and willingness to have God remove all these behaviors. This is what they say. In the 12 steps. little different, but exactly what they mean. We must humble ourselves to God to remove our shortcomings. This is what they say in 12 steps. Are you amazed? This is all from the Bible. That's why it works. They're telling you to do everything the Bible says. Number four, step number four. Believe and receive the change. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 9, if you confess with your mouth. See, I just told you number three was what? The third step was what? Confession. And now with confession must come belief. See, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, just as if I'd never done it when I believe. See? And it is with your mouth that you confess and then you're delivered. This is exactly what they say in the 12-step program. Now, once you have said it and confessed it, you have to believe it and you receive it. And then you have to live differently because you've been changed. Now you have to live like it. And second, Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Don't just read these as words, folks. There is meaning behind this. When you come to Christ, he changes you. Who? All who believe. If you just say this as a bunch of words and you don't believe, guess what? Nothing's going to happen to you. But if you come to Christ and you believe, you have become a new creation. Old things have passed away. What old things? Your past behaviors are gone. The way you lived is gone. Now those tendencies will try to crop back up in your life. Confuse you. Because these were patterns in your life for years. But it's really gone. It doesn't have any power over you anymore. It's powerless over you now. And you have to keep going back to the word saying, I'm changed. I'm changed. That's who I was. That was another person. I am not like that anymore. Now I am the person that God says I am to be. All things have passed away. Behold, look, all things have become new. But if you keep going back in the past, guess what? You just did a reverse. You left that lifestyle, but then every time you keep thinking about it and thinking you're still there, you go back. And all of a sudden, you got to start all over again because you went back. You have to believe and receive that you've been changed. It's a supernatural thing. It's not mind over matter. It is supernatural. God changes you through his word, through his spirit, by faith in Jesus Christ. Number five, be baptized in water. Be baptized in water. Now, if you have not been baptized, you need to do it. I wish there were more people here tonight hearing this. It's so important that we deal with our whole lives. See, if you're struggling with something holding you back as a Christian, all right, then you need to go through these steps. You need to repent, ask God to forgive you. You need to confess. You need to do all of these things again. You need to receive that new life, and then you need to be baptized again. Because baptism really is an outward sign that our lives have been changed. But if you've been dipping and dabbing, you've been going back and forth, one of the reasons may be because you have never taken a stand and said, that's it, I'm not going back anymore. Once you take the stand, then you become baptized. Because baptism means that you leave this life and you are buried with Christ and you arise in newness of life with him. I'm not that person anymore. Do you see what I'm saying? See, if you failed and you sinned against God and you are going back and forth with that and maybe you've done it for a little while, you need to be baptized again when you're ready to forsake it. Because when you do that, then it will actually change and take in your life. See, baptism is not just a tradition, folks. It is a spiritual act that we all must follow. But being baptized apart from repentance, being baptized apart from saying, God, I give you my whole life, will do you no good. It will just make you wet.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
When you're baptized, you're really saying, I'm leaving that lifestyle. Now this is it. This is the boundary. I'm not going back anymore. Then be baptized. Other than that, you're just getting wet. In Romans 6:3, it says, have you forgotten that when you are joined with Christ in baptism, you are joined to him in his death? For we died and we were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. See, your new life is connected to your baptism. It says in verse 6 of Romans 6, we know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. Why? For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. It's connected with baptism. Do you see? See, some people are having problems with their spiritual lives flip-flopping because when you repented and you asked God to forgive you, you never went down in the waters of baptism. You never put a line in the sand and said, I'm not going back and I'm going to be baptized and I'm going to tell the world. Because baptism literally is telling the world that I identify with Jesus now. I'm no longer a part of this world. I am a part of the kingdom of heaven. I'm a part of the kingdom of God. That is the reason why in Muslim countries and in other countries with other religions, they do not care, especially like in India. They don't care how many gods you have. There are thousands of gods, hundreds of gods. But when you say you're going to be baptized, they're like, well, wait a minute. Because baptism is identification with Christ. Then you're persecuted. In certain countries, they'll put you to death if you're baptized. See, it's a serious thing to be baptized. Not only in the natural realm and in different countries, but in the spirit realm, it's very serious. You're really announcing to the devil and you're announcing to evil spirits, my life has been transformed and now I am in union with Christ. Don't you dare touch me. I'm truly a child of God. I've been baptized. See? So we need to understand the power of baptism. Baptism is a witness to the spirit realm as well as the natural realm that we are united with God through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, amazingly, even Jesus was baptized. The Son of God was baptized. The Bible says in Matthew 3:13, then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John, but John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. Why are you coming to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so right now, because it's proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." The Son of God, who was perfect, said, "You must be baptized to fulfill all righteousness." So John consented. And as Jesus was baptized, when he came up out of the water, at that moment, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. That was God's favor for being baptized. We need to fulfill all righteousness through baptism. Many people suffer with besetting sins and weakness because they have not put a line in the sand. They've never said, "No more, and then I'm going to be baptized." See? So we're going to be having a baptismal service soon, I think the end of the month, sometime soon. It's generally after the first quarter. If you're interested, sign up in the lobby to be baptized. It's important, folks. It really is. And tell others who are not here tonight that they need to be baptized. Baptism does not bring salvation, but it brings full righteousness from God. And it helps you to identify with Christ and to have power over those things in your life that keep trying to come back upon you. Number six, become a witness for Christ. Shut the door to the past life as people remember you. Now, this is what they say in the 12-step program. Say, make a list of those that you've harmed and go back and be willing to tell them that you've changed and to make amends with them. Well, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Witness to people. When you've been changed, witness to people. Tell them about the change in your life. The 12-step program says you need to do that. It says, make direct amends with such people wherever possible, except when doing so would injure yourself or injure them. Isn't that amazing? Jesus already said, go tell the people you've changed. Let me give you a better scripture, Mark 5 and 18. The Bible says that as Jesus was getting out of the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed, all right, he was more than addicted, he was demon-possessed, he begged him to go with him. But Jesus said, no, go home to your family and tell them everything the Lord has done for you and how merciful he has been. So the man started off to visit the 10 towns of that region and began to proclaim the great things Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed at what he told them. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we are to try to carry this message to other codependents and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. That's directly from the 12 steps. It sounds like the Bible. Because it is the Bible. That's why it works. Because they're really using biblical principles on how you change your life. See, only God can change your life. There's no program that can change your life, but if you obey the word of God, it will change your life. Step number seven, continue to develop your relationship with God for greater intimacy. Continue to take personal inventory of your life, and when you're wrong, promptly admit it. The Bible says, if I regard iniquity, the Lord will not hear me. In other words, if I sin, immediately I say, God, I'm sorry. Please forgive me of my sins. Don't hold it for a day. Don't hold it for a week. Don't hold it for a month. You need to tell God immediately, that was wrong. Oh, Lord, please forgive me for what I've done. That comes right out of the 12-step program. I just read it from you. Seek through prayer and meditation to improve contact with God. Praying only for more knowledge of God's will and his power to carry out his plan for your life. Again, another 12-step recommendation. I'm giving you the Bible according to the 12 steps because I really want you to understand, folks, that people who are going through different addictions and problems in their life, it is the biblical principle of the Bible that is actually setting these people free. And if they will come to know Jesus Christ, they will stay free. They're doing the Bible already. See? It's important for us to understand how to be free. They have 12 steps. I gave you 7 steps because that's all you really need. Now, the key to overcoming dependency is to make God our relationship obsession. See, we have to learn to totally depend upon God, and we've got to tell other people also, you need to depend upon God. People say, well, I'm having all kinds of problems financially. You need to say, are you paying your tithes? Because that will help you. You need to tell people the truth. Don't say, well, if they're having problems, how can I tell them to pay 10%? They're having problems because they haven't paid 10%. They're using 90% for whatever, but they're not paying the 10 that belongs to God. So you need to tell people. Our need for love, approval, and affirmation must come from God. It can't come from people. You can't look for your self-image in a person. You've got to see it from God. God created you. God has a plan for your life. Develop more intimacy with God. Learn to depend only upon Him. See, everyone is looking for a relationship to fill a part of their lives. However, relationships alone cannot satisfy you. Only God can do that. In Deuteronomy 10:10, it says, you shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve only Him, and to Him you shall cleave. He is your praise. He is your God that has done great things for you, which your eyes have seen. Jesus said in Matthew 22:37, love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your mind. So if you have tendencies of codependency or other addictions in your life, these 7 steps will bring deliverance to your life. They really will. Why? Because they're the principles from the Word of God. Now, folks, I want God to get all the glory. So when I say the 12-step program, people understand it is simply just God's word saying to people, you've got to know God. People deny, they say, when they don't want to know God, they say, well, it's the higher power. Listen, don't beat around the bush. They need Jesus. They need Jesus as Savior and Lord. That's what they need. And that's what brings about a change in a person's life, regardless of what the problem, the addiction, the codependency is. God will change a person's life who accepts His Son, Jesus Christ, as personal Savior, and then follows these steps in their lives. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things are passed away, and everything becomes brand new.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was from the Toxic Relationship Series once again. This is part 4 of the message called Codependency. Now Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Holy Son. We want to thank you for your unconditional love and unconditional forgiveness. Father, sometimes the devil tells us because we've done so many things wrong that there's no way God is going to forgive you. Well, we know that the devil is a liar. And Father, I pray for every person who feels like they've gone too far and there's no forgiveness. Well, the devil is a liar. And I ask now by the power of your Spirit that you would communicate that to every person. Father, we remember Peter who denied Jesus 3 times and Jesus forgave him. Lord, right now, let your forgiveness be extended to every person. Father, let people who who need to hear this prayer in particular. Hear this prayer. And may they lay down at your feet and receive the love that you are pouring out to them right now. We bless you in Jesus' name. You are the God of love. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.